Previously on
Let's Cut the Music.
We should go to the beach.
We should, man.
So let's go to the beach.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Hey, we're at the beach.
You know, we took the jet skis like we said we were going to. Fantastic, I have to say.
The jet ski broke down.
I'm losing my mind. Hallucinating.
Really?
I keep seeing shit.
What do you see?
Well, like right now, I can see like this looks like a helicopter coming towards us.
I'm hallucinating getting on this helicopter.
Look at you. There you go. Holy. Tune in next week. Hopefully I'll be alive.
For the taste that can't be beat, we got the best cuts of
music.
You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition 38. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition 38. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition 38. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition 38.
Cigarette. I need a little release. Give me a cigarette. I need a little relief. Cigarette. I need a little release. Give me a cigarette. I need a little relief.
Oh, turn hellas over?
What?
Some of them hellas over. Wait, come over.
Well, what's going on? Where am I?
I'm
in Atlantis?
Atlantis.
How the hell did I get here?
Wait, I alerted by our friend, Mr. Emmerman.
Mr. M alerted you?
Yes, we were found you floating out to sea.
Oh man, the sea, I forgot. I was stranded in the ocean. Must have passed out or something.
You were holding on to a dead shark.
That's right, a dead shark. And I hallucinated that Robbie left on a helicopter. He must have really left on a helicopter.
He really left on a helicopter.
Shit, that asshole. Thanks, man. Thank God you guys came along. I'd be dead right now.
You will cover that, dude.
Sheesh. Well, this is mind-blowing. Atlantis is really real, complete with fish people. I had no idea. I always just thought it was an imaginary thing. You're not imaginary, though. I can see you're standing right there. Or floating right there, rather. How am I breathing?
We have an environment with gills on your neck.
Oh, wow. I do have gills on my neck. That's freaky. I feel like Daryl Hannah.
Your comedy is not lost on me.
Excellent. I imagine you guys would have saw Splash down here in Atlanta. Atlantia.
Clover select Jordan Cavendary.
This is... I really appreciate you guys saving me, and I'm feeling really lonely, though. I need Robbie with me. I can't do these kinds of things on my own. Is there any way you guys can get Robbie here?
Airman Palosobable.
Oh, well, forget that then.
Jarvis Kibberding.
Oh, gosh. I get it. Mer humor. Good one, Mer guy. What's your name?
Jargarish.
Gergarish.
Yeah.
Okay, Gergarish. I really need some subtitles.
Come on.
Were you just laughing or saying something?
Come on.
Yeah, okay. Well, what'd you say about my mom? Gergarish. Okay. Your name, you just keep saying that. Robbie!
Sam, where am I?
You're in the lost city of Atlantis, underwater.
That explains all of this water.
What are you doing wearing all of that S&M gear?
S&M? What S&M gear? This is just my leather chaps, my choker, and my chains.
Yeah, I understand that, but you've got that leather mask on.
Shit. Well, the jig is up. Yeah. Where's Cindy? Did you teleport Cindy with me? Me and Cindy were... we were talking.
No, I just asked for you.
Damn it.
I needed you here.
Okay.
I couldn't do this on my own. I almost drowned out in sea.
This is a little awkward.
You left me to die.
I'm going
to
die of embarrassment.
The mer people luckily found me. All I had was that to hold on to was
Who's
that dead shark
guy?
And the equipment. This is Kurzgerish.
He looks like a Jello pudding pop or
Kurzgerish,
something.
Kurzgerish, this is Robbie.
Kurzgerish!
Hey, buddy. Hey, guy.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah.
A mer language is kind of like Ent language from Lord of the Rings. It's very slow.
It sounds like he's got a bag of marbles in his mouth.
Those might be pearls. The men carry the babies in their mouth in Atlantis.
Pearls are babies?
Well, they're different.
Weird.
Yeah, everything is backwards here. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but you got gills now.
Wow, pretty gross.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this.
I just think of yourself as like the Submariner.
Oh, wow. But without the conflicting duality issues.
Yeah. Not Excellent. As good looking or as cool as Aquaman, but...
Yeah.
You can breathe underwater.
But a prince.
Yes.
Well, I,
Are we in the middle of a show here, Sam?
Yeah, we actually are. I played 4 songs in your absence.
Okay.
I picked That's out cool. some stuff I thought that you would like.
Excellent, excellent.
And put some of my flavor... in there.
Oh, like that. Like the sound
here's
of that.
Here's a list. I wrote it with this waterproof ink pen we got at the island.
Wonderful. Are you talking about the one that says it's an island thing, you wouldn't understand it?
Yeah. You turn awesome. It upside down and then the swimsuit comes off the lady.
Ooh, saucy.
Yeah. Okay, that first track I played was Disco Drunkards with Picture.
It looks like you got Link's You're Lying after that. Mm-hmm. That's a nice one. Yeah. Nice selection.
I knew you'd love it.
Yes.
And after that is AIFF with Aquaba. That's Deslor featuring Laura Vang Club Remix. None of that makes sense.
No. I don't understand it either.
It sounds like Mer language.
Then after that was Class Actress with Careful What You Say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be careful what I say.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm. This might come true.
Just keeping it Gil.
Class act.
Keeping it Gil.
Yeah, so that was the tunes of that we played.
That's great. Yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
My friends, I need to bring you to the King of Atlantis.
Ooh, the King of Atlantis? Is that like Aquaman?
No, it was Gargarers.
I thought you were Gargarers. Gargarers. It's different, I can tell.
That's a totally different name.
Yeah.
Evidently. Yeah. So it's a different person. There's two people called Gargarers.
Yeah.
And they're different, but you pronounce it differently. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, well let's close this portion of the show then.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go see the King of Atlantis.
All right. You're listening to the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Mein Name ist Ganesh Gesh, King of Atlantis, and I would like to welcome you to Atlantis. You may be wondering why we brought you here. Your benefactor and I have struck a deal. We will give you the best cut of music, digital Atlantian encoder, and you shall give me your autographs.
Alright, I guess if we have to do this, we have to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. What? I generally don't just give out my signature often, but if you know Mr. M, then...
He's got to check out.
Yeah, this has got to work, and if it has something to do with the best cut of music, then...
Normally, I would charge for this, but...
Yeah.
I guess it's the... I think that he's good for it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, if you see our signatures on eBay, those are fakes, because we don't just give those out.
No. Only to our celebrity friends, like Harrison Ford.
Garrison Keillor.
Monica Blackstone.
Boutros-Ghali.
Oh, what is this decoder thing? I thought we already had the best cut of music.
Yeah, I thought we had that.
It converts the best cut of music into its proper frequency field. This enables you to listen to the best cut of music the way it was intended to listen to.
Oh, this is very exciting. I'm really glad to know that wasn't the best cut of music. I'm not disappointed anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad to know it wasn't 500 miles.
This has got to be a great one. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Harry. Please sign your autographs on this specially created IP11 hearts of yourself. We created these items to only myself so that children of Atlantis can enjoy the best cuts of music well into the future. Truly, these autographs will be a cornerstone of Atlantian history.
Well, hey there, King. Since you're such a big fan of the show, probably wouldn't mind if we just pause this huge fanfare of people in your kingdom so we could just go ahead and read off the tracks, because we're in the middle of the show right now.
We have to finish. The show is not just us, our adventures, and being fabulous, but there's music, too.
Yeah.
What? Am I part of the show? Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going ahead and moving on. Don't have a lot of time here, King.
Yeah. So, right at the front, we played "Shooting Stars" Shazam dub mix by Bag Raiders.
After that, "Rare Pleasure" with "Let Me Down Easy," kind of a depressing song.
Yeah, it's a rare pleasure that I get let down easy.
True.
Typically, the full front of reality hits me all at once.
Yeah.
Like a baseball bat to the head.
It's generally a common displeasure.
Yeah. And after that was "Can't Be Funky" by Bush Tetras.
All right, that's it for this part.
Yeah, this is... We're done with that part.
That's pretty much it.
Well, I guess let's get back to some tunes. We get acquainted here with His Majesty.
Your Majesty, you have a wonderful room here. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your Britney Spears posters.
Yes.
Coupled with the Back to the Future and Back to School.
Yep.
And Police Academy 3 posters. It makes a wonderful romp room.
Yes. And I love that you have this wonderful collection of laser discs.
These laser discs are amazing and huge.
Yes.
Sam, try to touch a laser disc without putting a fingerprint on it.
You can't do it.
It's impossible. King can do it.
He can. Well, he's got metal hands.
Yeah, he does have metal robot hands for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's a robot.
He doesn't look like the other mer people.
No. Something
looks just like a robot.
Something's a little different.
I think so. We can talk about that later, though.
Something's a little fishy. You're listening to the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. rise from your grave.
You gotta keep a good hold on the whale if you want to if you don't want to fall in the ocean.
I'm trying. This is crazy. The school of fish just went by me and I had to look at it.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. It's not every day somebody gets to ride on a humpback whale.
No kidding. We are the coolest dudes on the planet Earth right now.
Badass.
Yeah, badass. Listeners, it can't even be described what it's like to ride a humpback whale.
It's like an awesome plush painting you would buy at a Salvation Army.
Yeah. Or it's like that Australian movie, Whale Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, if you ever grow gills and travel to Atlantis and have the king give you some whales to ride back, you gotta try it.
Every time. I'd do this again,
yeah.
Easy.
Hands down. I'm definitely going to write a positive review on the website for Atlantis.
For sure. 5 stars from me.
We'll buy from again. We had a fun time in Atlantis. Lots of, we did a little bit of gambling at the underwater casinos.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Tax-free.
Uh-huh. Got a lot of clams out of that.
Surely. Yeah. So we got the we got this encoder-decoder thing with the song or whatever. I don't care, really, whatever.
Something.
Something's going on with that.
We got to get it to the benefactor. I guess it's used to decode the best code.
I mean, I wish we didn't have all these jobs to do. We don't even get paid.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how we get ourselves into this mess.
What does the benefactor do but, like, teleport us to different places and present challenges before us? It's not...
I know. It's like we're on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, yeah.
Only for some weird purpose. Not to win prizes.
Right, or get paid and compensated.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't even know what the incentive is, but...
I mean, I think all of us had to have been masterminded because we're just on vacation. Our beautiful island vacation that was coming out of our pockets, and then next thing you know, we're involved in this sort of situation in Atlantis.
It could be like Lost, where he's writing it on the way, like as he goes along.
Oh man, yeah, it could be like that.
That'd be kind of
like it's a beautiful mind wall where it's just all written out in crazy code.
Great, that sucks. Like he could just randomly be dicks to us, you know?
Yeah,
just whatever.
But yeah, well, he has paid for a few things, and well, I don't know. We did submit all of our receipts from the Syrian dig, but I still haven't been comped back yet for mine.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I still haven't been comped for France.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's been so long that I can't. I'll have to go back and check my checkbook.
Yeah, that'd be cool if you check. I mean, we might need to bring this forward to him.
Yeah.
You know, going forward, please remit.
You know, pay
payments.
Us.
Please advise.
Mm-hmm. Stop. So let's read off the tracks that we just played.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Those wonderful ocean sounds. The first track is called Zombie Disco Squad playing Eurovision, the Boogaloo Crew Remix.
We had Rezzo Beats in the Basement after that.
Yeah, Beasts in the Basement.
Right, of course.
Not Beats, and not Breasts.
It looks like both of them to my eyes. This whale, this Atlantis trip is, just, I feel weird. After this Atlantis trip.
Me too. You know, what was up with that king? He's obviously a robot.
Well, I thought that was just me. He was a robot? I thought he was a robot, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was obviously a robot.
How did he?
He had a German accent.
He was wearing a Atlantean suit. Did you see that?
Yeah,
like, zip up.
It was corny.
So I felt corny. Sorry for him, so I didn't want to tell him and call him out.
Yeah,
yeah, poor guy. I guess he just kind of got set up there.
Yeah,
but then you would say, well, it begs the question, what planet did he come from? Like, is he from this planet?
I don't know. You know, in my mind, I like to imagine that he was some sort of ultimate creation by the Nazis or something in World War II.
Oh,
and
then
the war happened and...
He gained an ego or something, and he just started, he was, I'm not doing this, and he went down to the sea and found Atlantis and...
Became their king somehow, finagled it.
It's amazing.
I mean, I don't even know how they could understand each other. I mean, he's pretty much mouthed, and they're not exactly enunciators themselves.
Right. I think he picked up a little bit of their accent.
Yeah, I think so.
While he's been down there. It's so difficult. But what I think is funny is that he didn't even blink an eye. Like, he was like, he was for sure that we believed that he was Atlantean. Like,
yeah.
No doubt in his mind that we
like
were convinced.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's like in reverse, like his own people.
Yeah, yeah,
loving
him
so much and treating him as king. He's just like, I'm an Atlantean. Yeah. I'm not a robot.
What do
I'm
you
a
mean?
Fish. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
This isn't metal, clang, clang. That's flippers right there, Bao.
Yeah. Why do we have to decorrode him every so often?
Yeah.
if he's not.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a trusted circle of friends, skull and bones, that know that he's a robot and they take care of him and scrape his corrosion.
You know, that would explain a lot, since he's somehow connected to Mr. M.
Oh wow.
Benefactor.
Always a lot of shady Illuminati kind of things going on there.
Yeah.
With Mr. M. But I guess that's something we'll have to tackle another day.
Yeah, and get paid for.
All right, let's
kick it off.
Let's get the going with this.
Let's end the ending.
This whale. Oh, we're gonna play Feral Sanders. Creator has a master plan.
Yeah, it's a very appropriate title.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has a master plan.
Yeah. Well, yes. I didn't pick that song.
I didn't either. Wait, if you didn't pick it and I didn't pick it, who picked that song out?
Sam, if I didn't pick it, and you, who did pick that song out?
It must be the creator.
Well,
yeah, it's all part of his master plan.
The creator has a master plan.
Yeah,
you're listening to
the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.